Andrew McCarthy has appeared in dozens of films, including The Joy Luck Club, Mulholland Falls, and of course, such iconic movies as Pretty in Pink, St. Elmo's Fire, Less Than Zero, and Weekend at Bernie's. On TV, McCarthy co-starred for two seasons on Lipstick Jungle, where he also worked as a director. Other TV credits include Royal Pains and All the Law and Orders. Andrew's also starred on Broadway, but today we're going to talk to Andrew about his parallel career, that of a travel writer. He is editor-at-large at National Geographic Traveler and has written for The New York Times, The Atlantic, The Wall Street Journal, Travel and Leisure, Bon Appetit, and more. The Society of American Travel Writers named him their 2010 Travel Journalist of the Year, and in 2011, he won their Grand Award. Of course, we featured his memoir, The Longest Way Home, on the Book Report. You'll find it on archived shows, week of November 17th, 2012. Welcome, Andrew. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Nice to be here.
You've starred in dozens of movies, lots of TV, directed, been on Broadway. Why the journey into travel writing?
Oh, that's a long story, but the short answer, I think, is it travel changed my life. You know, it had a profound effect on me, and eventually I just... What I was reading about travel wasn't capturing my experience of it, so I just started to write it down, really.
All right. You've said you're a better version of yourself when you travel. How so?
Yeah, I think I am. I think I'm more... I think travel does that to people. It cracks people open. It made me... more open, more curious, more interested, more compassionate. Mark Twain has that great line, travel's fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. I think that's very true. And, yeah, I just found the world, it shattered my preconceptions of the world and my place in it when I traveled.
For folks who haven't read it yet, tell us a little about The Longest Way Home.
Yeah, it's very much, I had no interest really in writing a travel book per se, I solved my own sort of personal dilemmas by travel. You know, some people go to therapy, some people go have coffee with the girls. I solve things by traveling, and I had a dilemma sort of trying to come to terms with intimacy, I suppose, with my now wife. And so it's one of those things of how do we keep ourselves, and yet how do we have connection with those we love? And so it's an internal journey that plays out in these exotic locales.
I was fascinated to hear you say that America would be a different place if more of our countrymen traveled. Talk about that a bit.
Yeah, I think America's a great place, but I think America's also a very fearful place. And I think if we traveled, we would be... it's one of the things travel does is make... It obliterates fear. You have to walk through fear to travel, really. And so I think if Americans traveled, we would... What's it? 30% of Americans have passports. Half of them have ever used them. So I think that's a shocking number. And I think if we traveled, we would see the world as very different than we perceive it. And a lot of our fears would disappear. And if we were less fearful, we'd be making less fearful decisions. The world would be reacting to us less fearfully. And so that's why I jokingly say, you know, I'd like to change the world one trip at a time. Because people come back from traveling abroad, particularly when you go into a different culture, you come back changed by it. And I think that's also the good.
And I think also when you travel, you know that America isn't exactly the center of the universe.
Yeah, I think anytime people get reminded that they are not the center of the universe in any level is a good thing.
Right. How has the travel impacted your acting?
That's an interesting question. It affected in the sense that it has, like I said, made me a better sort of me. And so anytime you have access to a deeper part of yourself, you're going to be a better actor. And I think travel certainly helped me access deeper parts of myself.
Without putting any thought into it, what was the one place or the top place that pops into your mind that made the biggest impact on you that you visited?
The Sahara Desert.
And why?
I find something when there's nothing between you and the earth, I think is a very powerful, potent thing.
What's your next writing project?
I just came back from India where I was writing a story for National Geographic Traveler, and I'm just finishing up a novel.
What are you going to write about India? I visited recently, and I was very surprised of the progress between my first visit, which was 8 years ago, and this year.
I'm writing a story about looking for the perfect cup of tea, so I was up in Darjeeling, India, looking for the perfect cup of tea.
And did you find it?
Of course I did.
Well, it's so great to talk to you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.